Lesson 6. Forehead Exercise. Welcome! You're back with Corina for Lesson 6. This is the last exercise you will learn and your relaxation practice is complete. At this point in the practice, you are able to relax your body with, first, the heaviness exercise, letting go of tense muscles. Second, the warmth exercise, expanding your blood vessels, allowing a better blood circulation. Third, the breath exercise, calming and soothing your breath. Fourth, the heart exercise, directly addressing an organ, allowing it to calm down. And fifth, the solar plexus exercise, to settle down your nervous system in your stomach. By now, you will have felt some definite signs of relaxation. Each exercise enhances the previous one and brings you into an even deeper level of relaxation. The sixth exercise aims at helping you to keep a clear mind, giving you a broader perspective over any given situation, keeping a cool head and greatly improving your ability to think clearly, concentrate, and focus better. We achieve this by using the affirmation, "Forehead comfortably cool." Forehead comfortably cool. Since so many people have neck and shoulder problems from working in a sitting position, tightening up these muscles, we add an extra exercise just for the shoulder-neck area by saying, "Neck and shoulder soft and warm." As before, we add this to the previous ones. So again, sit back and relax. Check your facial muscles so they are loose, especially your jaw. Let your shoulders drop, feet on the floor, hands resting on your thighs. Let your eyes close by themselves. I am completely calm and relaxed. I am completely calm and relaxed. Right arm heavy, quite heavy, heavy, heavy. Left arm quite heavy, heavy, heavy. Left leg heavy, comfortably heavy, heavy. Right leg comfortably heavy, heavy. Right hand quite warm, quite warm, warm. Left hand quite warm, quite warm, warm. Left leg and foot quite warm, warm, warm. Right leg and foot warm, quite warm, warm. Breath quite calm and even, calm, even. It breathes me, it breathes me. heart quite calm and even. Heart quite calm and even. Calm, even. Calm, even. Solar plexus soft and warm. Solar plexus soft and warm. Soft, warm. Neck and shoulder soft and warm. Neck and shoulder soft and warm. Soft and warm. Forehead comfortably cool. Forehead comfortably cool. Comfortably cool. I'm completely calm and relaxed. I am and stay completely calm and relaxed. Coming back. Have a good stretch. Then flex your muscles and yawn. Open your eyes and feel rested and alert. How do you feel? You may not have experienced much difference. As with the other exercises, it takes practice to be able to differentiate temperature changes. But again, do not worry if you did not feel any warmth in the neck or coolness on your forehead. The purpose of the game is to feel relaxed. In time, you will feel the benefit from this exercise and notice that your concentration will improve. Your thoughts will not wander as much, and your head will feel lighter. And with this neck-shoulder exercise, you will also find that you will not tighten up as much or as often. You will become more conscious about these areas of your body, so you can relax them and let your shoulders drop. What visualization would benefit these exercises? The neck shoulder exercise will promote a better flow of your blood vessels, similar to your warmth exercise. So you might imagine a shawl or sweater wrapped around your neck, or putting up the collar of your coat or shirt to protect your neck from any annoying draft. The picture you might want to use for the head exercise is putting a cool, damp washcloth on your forehead, or feeling a cool breeze touching your forehead on a hot summer day. Again, any association with a cool forehead will do. Caution! Do not overdo by saying cold forehead. This, in fact, might trigger the opposite effect and leave you with a headache. That is why we are always using the affirmation with the word comfortably cool. Sit back and relax. Check your facial muscles once more so they are loose, especially your jaw. Let your shoulders drop, feet on the floor, hands resting on your thighs. Let your eyes close by themselves, and let your personal image arise in front of your mind's eye. I am completely calm and relaxed. I am completely calm and relaxed. Right arm heavy. Quite heavy. Heavy. Left arm heavy. Quite heavy. Heavy. Left leg heavy. Comfortably heavy. Heavy. Right leg comfortably heavy. 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 Right hand quite warm. Warm. Quite warm. Left hand warm. Quite warm. Warm. Left leg and foot quite warm. Quite warm. Warm. Right leg and foot quite warm. Quite warm. Warm. Breath quite calm and even. Breath quite calm and even. It breathes me. Heart quite calm and even. Heart quite calm and even. Calm, even. Calm, even. Solar plexus soft and warm. Solar plexus soft and warm. Soft, warm. Neck and shoulder soft and warm. Neck and shoulder soft and warm. Soft and warm. Forehead comfortably cool. Forehead comfortably cool. Comfortably cool. I am completely calm and relaxed. I am and stay completely calm and relaxed. Coming back. Have a good stretch. Then flex your muscles and yawn. Open your eyes and feel rested and alert. The head exercise differs from the other exercises. It does not directly enhance the blood circulation, but leads to a general normalization of a relaxed state of mind. It will help you feel competent, think clearly, and concentrate better. This exercise is excellent when coping with headaches, especially when they are triggered by stress. Other causes can trigger headaches or migraines, so always check with your physician first. However, before you go and buy an over-the-counter painkiller, you might as well learn orogenic training. You might be surprised about the result it gives you to ease a strained mind. Often, the tight muscles in your shoulders and neck are the cause for your headaches. You might try the following affirmation for your tensed up head. Head free, neck light. Let's practice once more. Sit back and relax. Check your facial muscles so they are loose, especially your jaw. Let your shoulders drop, feet on the floor, hands resting on your thighs. And let your eyes close by themselves. Let your personal image arise in front of your mind's eye. I'm completely calm and relaxed. I am completely calm and relaxed. Arm quite heavy. Quite heavy. 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 Leg quite heavy. Comfortably heavy. Heavy. Hand quite warm. Quite warm. 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 Leg and foot quite warm. Quite warm. Warm. Breath quite calm and even. Breath quite calm and even. It breathes me. Heart quite calm and even. Calm and even. Solar plexus soft and warm. Soft and warm. Soft and warm. Neck and shoulder soft and warm. Neck and shoulder soft and warm. Soft, warm. Forehead comfortably cool. Forehead comfortably cool. Comfortably cool. I am completely calm and relaxed. I am and stay completely calm and relaxed. Coming back. Have a good stretch. Flex your muscles and yawn. Open your eyes and feel rested and alert. I am sure you have noticed that I did not say right and left in the first two exercises. Did it confuse you? Maybe just a little. I wanted to introduce a way to practice once you are quite safe and accustomed to your practice. You may have noticed that with adding a new exercise each time, the whole practice is longer. You might be ready to shorten it some by letting go of addressing both sides of your body and by even pulling together the breath and heart exercise. But do not rush it. You might start shortening it when you only have a little time, and then do the longer version again when you have more time. This last exercise is the foundation to improving your ability to concentrate and for heightening your achievements and your performance in any subject. To have a clear head is a state of mind many could benefit from. This is so for students who have to fill their heads with book knowledge, and anyone who wants to lead an efficient life, wants to get things done or reach their set goals. In anchoring our intentions and affirmations in a relaxed mind, we start to lay down new neurological pathways. They will be stored and remembered. Once familiar, they will replace the old. A calm and relaxed state of mind is the first step to living your full potential. We will meet in Lesson 7 and practice together. There, I will give you more information and tell you how to refine and optimize your autogenic training. So keep practicing until we meet again. Enjoy!